retarded. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, I see fish.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
That's everybody except Buzz, of course.
Right. I think we might have Jeremy Piven with the news tonight.
We'll see.
Yeah. How you doing, Ari?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
I mean,
that's the only way we'll really know.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike.
I think I'm right, too.
I think you might be Ari tonight.
But still pronounce my words.
The first clue is the speed at which he's speaking. He's taking a step back, so it's, we'll see.
Very good.
Say the name Jeremy Piven.
Fast or slow?
Fast.
Jeremy Piven.
Hey, that's
now,
good.
You know International House of Pancakes?
Very good.
Yeah.
Hold on before you get into it, Buzz.
Sure.
Just a moment to hear Holly Morris out catching bees.
Catching bees.
This is what she did today on Channel 5.
Catching bees. Interpret that any way you want.
Good morning to you. You know, sometimes I think bees get a bad rap.
You know, this is the girl that we make fun of every day from Channel 5 here in D.C. They send her out on what they term to be what? Feel good? Public interest stories?
Human interest.
And she goes out and screams like a maniac.
She does.
And runs around and gets flop sweats. Mm-hmm. And
now, for my money, this is only worthwhile if she gets stung.
and they have her do stuff like going to clogging class, going to butter churning class.
Butter churning.
She goes to tango dance classes. She goes rock climbing.
I was a fan of her butter churning segment. I enjoyed that.
That was a real one. That's not a made up one.
I know.
That's a real one.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know.
So we're going to change all that this morning. And you may also be surprised to find out that actually it's been tough on bees lately. Not a good year for honeybees. We are live at the Meadowside Nature Center, which is part of Rock Creek Regional Park, and we're lucky to have...
She's so low energy. Let's hear a little later.
Holly. I'm trying to talk about bees, but because you guys are talking so much, I can't get started.
We're talking like fifth
this
grade.
This is really a big moment here because we've been trying to track the queen, and we have finally found her amidst the 20,000 bees.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I found the queen.
Sounds like she was pulling a little diva action there for a while.
You're like, they wanted to goof on her a little bit, and she
wasn't having any.
Okay, let's see what this is.
Here we go.
Okay, who wants to try it? Are you guys
Wait,
trying
it?
Here's, we just
Glenn.
Break it in half?
Here you go. Yep. We're even came prepared. Well, there you go.
Snip the top off, and everybody, all right, lots of sugar for the kids. That's what we love. MyFoxDC.com is our website. Yeah. We have a link to Meadowsides, so you can find out more about the Nature Center. Come out, spend a day, and learn a whole lot. Just suck that honey down. Good stuff. Back to you guys.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, there you go.
That turns me on.
That's your Holly Morris update.
I love
today.
That.
Hot as bees.
Holly. Hello, Holly.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Holly. Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Ari.
Uh-huh.
Say it, Ari.
Ari.
From Entourage.
From Entourage.
Also on the Larry Sanders Show.
Also on the Larry Sanders Show.
Can I freshen that up for you?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, very good.
Thanks.
How was Jeremy Piven that day we had him on the show that Buzz was all left up?
He was not happy that he was being interviewed by a drunken man, me.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Right, gotcha.
Didn't enjoy that. And it's also before he became the Jeremy Piven.
Yes. Right.
He still has the attitude.
Didn't
you think?
Friend,
yeah?
I got news for you.
What are you saying, Don?
You're there.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe you should take a horse home tonight. like a horse-drawn carriage.
Perhaps
like
I will.
Maybe I'm thinking you shouldn't be flying your magic carpet home tonight.
He should be going home via chariot.
He should get one of those
handsome cab.
That, you know, the one in Seinfeld where the guy that loves the N-word.
Kramer feeds the horses beefarini.
Beans, and then the horse had awful farts.
It was beefarini, Don. Remember, beefarini was the product that he gave the horses.
And have you noticed? Everyone's forgotten about that.
Yeah, it's gone away, but also so has Michael Richards' career.
Yes.
He lives in my house every night on Channel 5, Mike.
Many homes.
Well, really. Thank you, Alex. You're in my house every night with Jeff.
Classic concentration.
I've never seen that.
whatever it
is. I'm going to have to forgive you.
With your host, Steve Buckhantz.
Is Steve still on the property?
He is.
He's laying on the floor in the back room.
He's back, just waving.
Take there a little nap.
He's having a good time.
He's back in the producer's room.
Having a great time.
Why is everything spinning?
He's actually had such a good time that he actually finds John interesting.
Wow.
That's a little joke.
No, it's
a little joke.
No, it's not.
That's the truth.
100% truth.
Right.
And now here's Jeremy Piven with the news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. After a summer of flight delays and airline horror stories, you'd think the worst is over, that the problems are fixed and vacation season's ending. You'd be wrong, of course.
Problems are fixed?
Fixed.
You know what? You're trying so hard. It's a delight to listen to.
Well, good. Enjoy.
It really is.
Let's enjoy it together.
Okay.
You know, you're not. I'd say this. You're not 10.
No. You,
if 10 is like fall down Jeremy Piven.
Don't you think 8, maybe?
What are you doing, Mike?
Trying to signal my big friend in the back of the studio.
What do you want?
A little. No, I'm good, really. I have.
I know, you're fine. Go ahead. Do the news. Do your job.
Third of a glass here.
Do your job.
Labor Day weekend is the last blast.
You would give yourself an 8?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10 on drunkenness you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh, maybe an 8. Maybe. A soft 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a high 7.
I think he might be a high 9.
No.
You're kidding me.
I think he is really working his ass off. I really do.
Now stop it. Now you're pouring vodka into my drink. I don't need that. Thank you.
As he picks up the cup.
Very kind of you, nevertheless.
As he grabs the cup
and shakes it. To stir it in.
I'll see you later.
Go ahead, Buzz. Go ahead.
Labor Day weekend.
Let it get a trip down your lungs. Let that stuff take a trip down your intestines.
Have just a little sip before you proceed. Good sip.
There you go.
Ah, yeah. That's nice.
I love these shows.
Labor Day weekend is last blast of summer vacation travel, and reservations are up over last year.
Yeah, baby.
The air traffic control problems have not been fixed.
I'm just reading right now. I'm really glad I wrote this earlier today.
When I was sober. You'd have to speak with your congressman about giving the FAA more money.
I am not gay.
The money it needs for a new GPS air traffic control system.
I hope Idahoans will allow me to continue serving gay people at the Minneapolis airport.
Marion Blakey, who runs the FAA, is furious about congressional foot-dragging on this. Her advice, if you're traveling this weekend, quoting the head of the FAA, bring a good book. Some fun facts to know and tell include, this year saw the airline's worst on-time performance in 13 years. 900,000 flights were delayed. 93,000 flights were canceled.
I have to tell this story. I'm watching the Yankees game last night with with my buddy, the Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. He brings a friend along. This guy, I don't want to compromise what he does for a living, but what he does for a living involves airports, and it involves luggage, and it involves, you know, where the baggage is. And we're sitting there watching the game, and I've just met the guy, and I swear to God, he picks up his phone. He goes, "Hello." Well, did they call the bomb squad? Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is just after I find this out. It goes through different levels where he said, "Really? All right. Well, did they scan it? Well, did you call TSA? Okay, fine." Hangs up the phone. We go on, watch the game. 5 minutes later, phone rings. Yeah. Really? Hangs up the phone, looks at us, I swear to God, and goes, "It looks like artillery shells." 5 minutes goes by again. He picks up the phone. "Hello? Great. Okay. No problem at all." Hangs up the phone, says, "All gone." And I never got any more detail. And I said, what about luggage, bags with artillery shells? He said, "No, it was something else."
This is the man you just met last night?
This is a guy that I met last night.
You dodged my call so that you could spend time with a man who you've never met before and talk about artillery shells?
I didn't know. I had nowhere else to go.
You dodged my call last night so you could be with him.
I didn't dodge your call. I got your call when I got home. And I was in such a great mood, too, when I got home.
Oh, I thought you were at home last night.
No, I was not. I was watching it in a public venue.
Oh. Don't you think that's kind of I don't doubt that that's that guy's job.
Yeah.
But what a great...
It was scary, actually, because I was paying attention to him.
What a great show-off thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
I really thought it was at first, because it's like, did they call the bomb squad?
You know what I thought almost? What's the dumb Arnold Schwarzenegger... True Lies.
True Lies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where, is it Bill Paxton or...
Bill Paxton, I think. Right.
That pretend when he wants to get in the hermaphrodite's pants, mm-hmm. he's like, "Hey, baby."
Pretends he's a big player and stuff like this.
And you could do that now, conceivably, if you were in a crowded bar, you could just pick a restaurant, you know, Any restaurant, pick a restaurant. It's crowded. Just pick up your phone. Do that pretend thing. Hello?
I don't doubt that at the beginning I felt that way. At the very end, when everything was fine and dandy, I actually thought he was legit. And what he told me, I said, well, that ought to make the evening news. He said, now, happens all the time. It's usually not a big deal.
Believe
you know
that.
What?
That and he says, think, really. He
that
said,
makes me think he's legit. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and uh-huh. The same exact way that I felt. And he said to me, usually when they all get there, all the different administrations that have to go down there and the uh-huh. security, homeland security, transportation safety, they all get together. And he says they'll be sitting there and, did you do this? Did that get done? Did that? There's not exactly cohesion. Gotcha. As far as the stuff's going mm-hmm. on. So, you just wonder about the way things are going.
We're all lucky to be alive.
But that's maybe some of the reason why when you're not sure what a plane delay is, sometimes that kind of stuff mm-hmm. is going on underneath the airport.
Well, nearly a third of all flights were late by an hour in the month of June, and a lot of that is because of the antiquated air traffic control system. Another fun fact to know and tell, FAA Administrator Marion Blakey is the granddaughter of the woman who gave Elvis Presley voice and piano lessons in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Hey. I'll tell you something. That's wonderful. I was trying to get through Dulles Airport last night, trying to bring some artillery shells in. And there's a man that was at Mike's restaurant watching a game, and he kept saying, stay here.
Stay. I don't understand. Artillery shells, Jack. Who's trying to smuggle that in a plane?
Hey. The Boy Scouts of America, where the boys are.
And then I look over there, I see... Well, that's Stevie Buckhance.
Yeah, there he is.
Our friend.
He's in a reclining position. Oh, no, he's walking around now. He's in Joe's area. That could be a contamination factor.
Hey, Steve, you took some pills.
Steve, raise your hand if you're still alive.
Steve Buckhance.
I don't see him back there. There he is.
He's on the phone.
Hey, Steve. Yes, sirree.
How's your mama?
Laying out the groundwork for another fabulous weekend.
Just remember this.
That's right, honey. I'll be right with you.
If he tells you you're the only one, he's telling it to many others.
CBS News reports that over the last 60 years, at least 5,100...
He says, hello, I'm Steve Buckhance. Have you ever been made love to by a man wearing a Washington Wizards condom?
Wow. That's right, with the special tip.
I'm the voice of the Wizards.
Hey.
How about I go hard to the hole?
How'd you like to see my top of the key?
How about I slam dunk it?
Man, this is fun. In the paint.
Darling, what would you think if I told you tonight I will take you to Verizon Center? Turn on the lights.
I'll show you the real meaning of a free throw, honey.
And I'll pork you at center court. And then we'll go up to Abe Poland's room. And I'll have my way with you on Mr. Poland's couch.
Oh, dear. That's fun, man. We're going to have a great time.
Then we'll go to Ocean City. My mom has a bitchin' place there. I'm a sports guy.
You're going to enjoy this. I'm going to take you on a little sports center trip around the world, honey.
My name is Stevie Buckhance.
No problem at all. Would you like to see our slam dunk competition?
I can crank call Michael Jordan. I have his phone number. Prank call, prank call. I have Supaka on my speed dial.
We're having some fun, aren't we?
Who doesn't?
That's right. We got the whole arena to ourselves.
Oh, my God. I almost let the cat out of the bag about Wilma Thomas today when I was on the Dynamite Show.
This building will not be occupied until wintertime. Would you like to see what the hardboard courts of the NBA feel like in the middle of the summer? Won't you enjoy that, Jack?
I want to tell you something, darling. You have been wonderful to make love to me, Steve Buckhance. I have for you a souvenir Gatorade towel. You may take and wipe your brow as you think of me.
Want to meet Charles Barkley, honey? Yes, sirree. I'll show you the run. You show me the gun. Yes, sirree. It'll be the run and gun offense. Hey.
I work on the Comcast channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a local channel.
Don't pay any attention to that other guy that's staring at us right now. That's Al Koken. He's gay. Don't worry about that, man. That's right. Why do you think they call him Smoking Al Koken? Hey.
I have news for you. Dave Feldman can eat me. I am always, have been, Channel 5.
That's right.
I am Channel 5.
I was Channel 5, and I am Channel 5. Don't ever forget it, Jack.
And now I am the Wizards. And tonight, I will be your wizard.
I will wear a wizard hat at center court.
Look at me, darling.
Things will be spectacular.
I am naked underneath my Gilbert Arenas jersey.
I believe Steve is now getting the idea of why we removed him from the studio so we could have this kind of fun while he's in another room, unable to communicate with us.
Oh, darling, stand back as I make my three-point shot. Let me see if you can catch what I'm shooting.
Yes, sir. I'm a point guard. I'm going to be your point guard. You show me the point, I will guard it for you.
And now, just picturing him going down to the arena, really turning the lights on.
Yeah.
Some chick there.
That's right. I have the power to turn all the lights in the arena on right now. And he comes down and he's wearing a full Wizards outfit.
He does the whole, he's got the whole echo thing going. Ladies, 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 and gentlemen, 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 gentlemen.
You just stay down there on the court, honey. I'm up here in the PA booth. That's right. We're going to play the game that goes, how many articles of clothing can you remove? Why is Steve Buckley now, suddenly sounding like Elvis Presley?
Now, I want to tell you something. I'm going to make love to you, and this is my friend Hoops.
That's the mascot.
Hoops.
You found the mascot.
Hoops is going to be taking video of us.
Hoops is really a good friend. He's actually Dan Snyder. He's Dan Snyder inside the outfit.
Don't forget, when you're making love to me, I've touched LeBron.
Come on over here, honey. I'm going to show you what the gold seats are really all about.
Did I ever tell you that time, you know, my old Michael Jordan would do that thing. He would come up towards the scorer's table. He would take chalk, and he would go like that and wipe it on his hands. That chalk somehow got into my pants.
Would you like to see? It's more exciting than Aretha Franklin's Cheetos on the piano.
Because in a way, you will not only be enjoying me, you'll be enjoying Michael Jordan as well.
That's right.
I am channeling Michael Jordan as we speak, Jack.
Hey. I am out. Hello, my name is Steve Buckhance. I am out to break Will Chamberlain's all-time record for chicks I have banged.
That's right. I'm a third of the way there, but I guarantee you that I'm going to make Wilt proud.
No T-shirts will be shot out of this cannon, darling.
Honey, have you ever seen a Ocean City condo with a circular bed?
Oh.
My name is Steve Buckhance from Comcast Sports. Maybe you've heard of the Washington Wizards.
Yes, a little team here. Professional sports team. NBA. Yes, that's right. The league. The show, as it were. Come over, and I'll show you. Would you like a free pair of shorts? Come on, honey.
I can introduce you to Caron Butler. Hey, Caron, come over here. Grab some of your Wizards friends and watch me pork another one of your fans.
Come over here, honey. We're going to go to the Hall of Fame game, and I'm going to stand on the bad side of Wes Unseld, hurling epithets that he can't hear. It's big fun, honey. You're going to enjoy it.
He is sitting
there right now, motionless.
I have good news for you. Tonight in our lovemaking, we will be joined by Manute Bol. And after I make love to you, he will take you back to his native country and trade you for a goat.
It'll be a spectacular evening with international flavor and intrigue. We hope you enjoy it, honey.
David Stern has authorized me to take you on behalf of the National Basketball Association.
That's right. And you know why they call me Buck? I'm going to show you, honey. That's
rhymes.
Right. I'm just like an elk. I'm just like an elk on the tundra.
Buck rhymes with suck.
Okay. You win. You win.
It rhymes with something else.
Truck.
Something we can't say. Truck. Thank you, Buzz. Yes. Very good.
There you go. How is Steve doing back there? How you doing, buddy? Hey, Steve.
Steve.
You all right, Steve? There.
How you doing? Do you have anything in your defense you'd like to throw out?
No, I think he's actually given up.
Or
he's
quit.
Is
everything
quit.
We're saying 100% accurate?
Yes, every bit of it. Letter truth.
Yep. Think of all the babies we killed.
There it is.
Buzz, we got a break.
Yes.
Apparently that's what your brother back there is screaming about.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Stay right there. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don, I'm standing by.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.